Part 1. Formulating the Plan. Raising a child is like building a house. Old Albanian proverb. Chapter 1. Our Story. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. 3 John, verse 4. Neither of us was raised in a Jesus-centered home. We had good homes, healthy, two-parent homes. But none of our parents would have considered themselves to be followers of Jesus when they were raising us. Sure, our families went to church from time to time, and certainly we would have filled in the blank for religious affiliation with Protestant. Both of our homes had a Bible on the bookshelf, and Phil even went through confirmation, while my parents signed me up for VBS at a Baptist church one summer. But following Jesus? Neither of our families would have had a clue what that meant. Phil was in college and playing in a rock band when a friend shared the gospel with him. As he gradually put the pieces together and gave his heart to Jesus, his life was radically and permanently transformed. Diane, having just returned from living overseas, was an insecure high school student, trying to fit in when she stumbled upon a group of church-going kids who embraced her right where she was. Experiencing the genuine love of these teenagers brought her to Jesus. She wanted Jesus because she wanted them. By the time we married, Phil was already on staff as the worship pastor of the large church where we met. We had both grown to the point where we were determined to make Jesus the center of our lives and our home. And to our great delight, both sets of our parents were on their way to cultivating a genuine faith for themselves. As first-generation followers of Jesus, we felt keenly our lack of models in the quest to bring our children into an authentic, life-giving relationship with God. So we looked around at the families of leaders in our church to see what we could learn. We were shocked to see that some of their children were seemingly indifferent to God, or even outright rebellious. How could that be? How could kids raised in these good Christian homes by godly parents not want Jesus? Why would they deliberately choose to turn their backs on the one who had so radically changed our lives? We watched the teenagers in our church who went to public schools and saw that many of them acted no differently from their non-believing friends. When Phil taught a retreat for a Christian high school, we were dismayed at the apathy and flippant attitudes that seemed to pervade that group. The truth began to dawn on us that Christian parents do not automatically spawn Christian kids. Frankly, that incited sheer terror in us. A few years later, we were expecting our first child. We found ourselves handicapped by our shared lack of faith background, our lack of models to follow, and worse, the simple fact that we had no clue how to raise up children who would become passionate, all-in followers of Jesus. We had no idea what we were doing, and we knew it. So we began asking questions. We looked around at the few families whose teenage or young adult children seemed to be walking close to God, families whose kids we admired. We hoped our kids would turn out to be like theirs, and we invited them to our home so we could ply them with questions, lots and lots of questions. We scribbled down what we learned, filling folders with their wisdom.